identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it.
Time for once. Wake up, who cares about little boy that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles an hour.
about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Boom, 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 boom
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. From you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance, and incidents arose from circumstance? Concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
'Cause it's the heat of the moment, the heat of the moment, the heat of the moment.
Showed in your
is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
You got it down, and you're well. 1057 CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you. cheering on the green and gold all season long. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. On Friday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to ensure state-owned properties meet National Flood Insurance Program guidelines for floodplain management. According to a press release, Executive Order 250 provides clear land use authority requiring state projects to meet the requirements of the NFIP guidelines or more restrictive guidelines if applicable. Ensuring compliance with those guidelines will allow Wisconsin to remain eligible to receive federal funding, like loans, grants, or incentives, for state projects. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is looking to give residents a bigger say in legislation through the new state budget. On Friday, Governor Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones. Governor Evers had proposed a similar plan after the overturning of Roe v. Wade triggered an abortion ban temporarily. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is encouraging residents to test their home for radon this month in honor of National Radon Action Month. According to a press release, the health department will be offering a discount on home radon test kits for the month of January in the hopes that more residents will stop by to pick one up. Radon is one of the leading causes of lung cancer in non-smokers and is a naturally occurring gas. Health officials estimate 1 in 10 homes in the state have radon levels above EPA standards. A Cumberland man accused of leading Rice Lake police officers on a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour has agreed to a plea deal. According to court documents, 18-year-old Daniel Carrillo Graniel was charged with attempting to flee an officer over the summer. As part of the deal, Graniel entered a guilty plea to amended charges of failing to stop and was sentenced to probation. The driver of another car in the chase was also charged with possession of a firearm while intoxicated and will appear in court in February. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight. Our winds will remain light, and our temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. Morning clouds on Tuesday expected to give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper teens to around 20 degrees. It's 3 at our studios.
CFW.
And more.
Love Shack, baby,
love Shack. This love has taken
You seem to think you're God's gift. 1057 CFW.
Yeah.